I start my day with a breakfast of bologna. Then I'm riding around the kingdom on my electric pink pony. Keeping a lookout in every direction. I'm in charge of my kingdom's personal protection. The collection of jewels alone will impress. No stress though, no one will mess. Not with this princess. Just cause I'm cute and my dress has frills doesn't mean I can't be dangerous. Hey, I got skills. I'm a princess! Watch out, bad guys! I'm the princess in my electric pink dress. I also like butterflies.
Hey there, and welcome to Drunk History Presents The Dark Ride, a fun theme park theme game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking. If you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Adrian. I'm here with my co-host Ryan. We are two people who love all things theme parks and started this podcast so we can drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans just like you. And now that's out of the way, let's find out what restaurant we're going to be drinking responsibly this week. Here he. It's the time... I got to start that over. If you're going to do a little decree, I'm going to start. Here he. Am I saying this right?
Here he. It's ye.
Here ye.
Like think, hear think ye. Jesus. Think right. Kanye. Bring in your inner Kanye.
I would not be a good page.
Here ye. I got my ye's on. What?
All right. Hear ye. The time is at hand. A noble decree set forth throughout the land. Your presence requested, so go thee make haste. But hopefully you made a reservation 60 days out, or this noble decree is a waste.
Wow.
It was a lot for so little.
Wow.
It's Cinderella's Royal Table Week. Is it a royal experience or a royal waste? We are going to find out. We're going to grab some pricey food and some medieval drinks, and we'll be right back.
Some princesses dance enchantingly, and some dance for fun, as you will see. But every princess knows, dancing is more than just beautiful clothes. You must have grace, you must have pride, that comes from somewhere deep inside. Now that you're a princess too, it's time that you learn.
Best riding town, where a sweet little princess jumps around and around. And her side is a beacon in the veil of the night. With her strange kind of fashion, there's a wrong and a right. Cause she never ever comes with you. Every single bone.
Hear ye, Ryan.
Oh, hear ye, Adrian.
Yeah. I don't know why I was having... In my mind, it sounds right.
I wish that's how we just would introduce one another, yeah. Like in general, instead of saying hello. Hear ye.
I love in that movie Role Models when those like live-action role players yes, are sort of... LARP. Good morrow! Good morrow to you, sir!
Good morrow, sir.
Just wish we talked like that. Life would be so fun.
Tell her you like her whispering eye.
Tell her you like her whispering eye. We need some drinks, right?
Fuck yes, please.
We're talking about Cinderella's Royal Table today, so we're going to have the Crown Royal Smash.
Oy.
This is a whiskey drink, because nothing says princess like a nice brown liquor.
I've met lots of princesses that were lying on floors after drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
The princess and the... pee
schnapps
around her body.
Great. So you're going to need 2 ounces of Crown Royal whiskey, a quarter of a lemon sliced into 2 wedges, 5 large mint leaves, 1 ounce of simple syrup or maple syrup if you don't have it, some soda water and crushed ice. You're going to...
But if you don't have it, guys, it's just sugar and water, so make it. It's fine. It's easy. But if you want to make it a little fall, this, you know, then you can add
maple
syrup. Then you can add the maple. Yeah,
I like that. There's an option in case I don't feel like doing all that nonsense with the water.
When you say nonsense, it really is just sugar and water. It's really easy.
Well, I'll stick with the maple syrup.
Okay.
You're gonna place the mint leaves into a cocktail shaker. You're gonna muddle. Little those.
Oh.
It means you're going to press them down, get the stuff
if you,
out.
If you guys could only see the movement that Adrian's doing
sorry,
right now.
I don't know how to.
Wow.
I don't know
you are supposed to be. You're a princess.
Right. I'm going to pee all over myself. You're going to muddle 4 to 5 times to extract the flavor, and then you're going to add the lemon wedges and muddle again. We're muddling.
Oh, this is a workout. Yeah.
This is a workout. Then you're going to add the whiskey and the simple syrup and fill the shaker with ice. Shake until cold and strain into a glass. If desired, add a splash of soda water and serve with crushed ice, because we all have that.
I love how I said, this is involved with the amount of shit that I've made.
I know. Drinks you've been like, years. You're going to need a porcupine's whisker.
A quill.
Porcupine's whisker. I don't know. Whatever. There.
7 drams of poison apple.
The tears of a clown. I can give you that.
Easily come by.
Okay, so cheers, Ryan. This is
cheers
delicious.
To you. This is tasty, though. It's good.
I don't normally drink whiskey.
That's good. It's good.
But the okay. So let's cover the basics here. What is this?
Where the fuck are we?
What is this place that is inside ye old castle?
Did you know that was even there? I mean, like, for years.
Oh, you mean like
I had no idea. It's hiding. Hiding in plain sight.
Hiding in plain sight, yeah. You didn't think anyone was allowed in there.
No, I thought that...
And this is the only way to really get in there, unless you can win that room.
It's the only way.
So we're going to... What we're talking about is the fact that you can dine.
And die.
No.
You can choke to death right there.
I mean, I guess you technically could. Inside of Cinderella Castle during this one-of-a-kind fairy tale dining experience.
I don't know about one-of-a-kind, but sure.
One of a few... kinds.
We're talking Orlando.
Yeah.
We're talking Cindy's Castle.
Cinderella's Castle. Yeah. At the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. And it's on the third floor.
Cinderella will make your acquaintance in the majestic Grand Hall before you ascend a spiral staircase to the banquet room above, or you can take a gilded elevator.
I love the staircase
of
this restaurant.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I remember being a kid just running up and down it. Because it's like, it's circular.
Yeah, yeah.
And
spiral.
And red velvet.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
It is great. Then you'll dine in a storybook setting surrounded by soaring stone archways, majestic medieval, I don't know why they're majestic, medieval flags, and spectacular stained glass windows overlooking Fantasyland. During the time inside the castle, you'll enjoy a visit with Disney princesses. You're going to meet Cinderella at the beginning. And then there's going to be 4 other princesses that come out. Tiaras and glittering gowns are optional, although young guests are encouraged to dress up for the occasion.
If you can't tell, we've started drinking. There was a while where we were pretending to drink, but now...
What a mess!
But now we're really doing it.
So, Ryan, speaking of the fact that we've got you a little tipsy, maybe you can explain this.
I'm a pretty princess.
What have your experiences been with Cinderella's royal table?
I'm a pretty, pretty princess. When I was young, we would always try to get a table here, and it was not a character dining back then. It was you would meet Cinderella like down on the ground floor, away from like the rest of the park. They would like bring you. In like the waiting area to go upstairs, there was a cordoned off waiting area, and you'd take pictures with Cinderella and Prince Charming, and they had a glass slipper, and sometimes the fairy godmother would come out and stuff like that. But it was only that was the meeting and greeting portion.
And
then you go upstairs and you have a really nice meal, and at that point, there was not good dining in Disney, at least not in the Magic Kingdom. I mean, there's plenty of good dining always in the rest of the wide world of Disney.
Magic Kingdom still has a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, it's pretty gross most of the places. Yeah. And when you're sick of turkey legs, you gotta have this nice steak tips. I feel like there was steak tips.
Oh,
and chicken and pasta, and I don't know whatever it was when I was 9.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious.
Right.
Then there was like a big gap where my family, didn't go together.
Mm-hmm.
And like I went, by myself. My brothers went by themselves. I think my parents went once maybe by themselves. But we never went as like a big group. And then we did again in, maybe like 2015.
I was gonna say I knew you when.
Yeah, so like I don't know, sometime from 2015 on. Yeah, we've known each other about since then, and we were looking for places to dine, and we had lots of places everywhere, and it was a decision. Well, let's go relive these wonderful experiences. It's the best food. And yeah. And you know, like, it's pricey, so like, you know, maybe it'll get rid of some of the riffraff.
What?
I don't know what the thought process was. All I know is that we ended up there without knowing that it was a character dining, and we had just ordered our lovely meal and received our flagon of mead or whatever they put in the goblets that they set.
Did they give you a sword?
What?
Well, now they give like everyone like either a sword or a
or like a wand.
Yeah, a wand or a sword.
Yeah, no. Maybe.
And a wishing star?
Maybe they did.
I think they did.
I don't recall. And just let me have this one as a win that I don't recall, Adrian. Okay, not that I have the sword on my desk at home. Let's just leave sleeping dogs where they are on the floor.
You may or may not have the ability to slay a dragon if somebody tries to break into your house.
I always have the ability to slay a dragon. I believe that they gave us swords and that we kept them.
Yeah.
But just as we had ordered, announcing.
And you did not know this was going to happen?
No.
Okay, good.
And
that helps the story.
Like it was like the announcer at a strip club. It's like, next on the main stage.
Coming to the main stage.
Jasmine.
You know her.
I was like, where am I right
from
now?
From Agrabar.
Let's see if her hair is the only thing she lets down tonight. It's Rapunzel.
Get ready to be taken on a magic carpet ride. Sorry.
And so they announced.
And Ryan, you didn't say, so you're, because some people don't know this, but you're with your mom, your dad, and your two brothers, you're all in your 30s.
I'm with everybody, and we're adults.
Oh, well, of you are in 30s
not,
and 20s.
We're not young adults.
Yeah.
We're adults.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
pay taxes.
We all pay our own taxes. We all have our own doctors. Yeah. And they, then, the princesses came out and they came around to all the tables. And it was very nice, I must say, like, watching other people have great interactions with the princesses, watching the kids and, some adults that were very excited to have interactions with the princesses. But we were excited about the steak tips. So when they came over to us.
People actually there for the food.
Yeah. And so when they came over to us, we kind of just like shooed them away. And we've told the story. I think we've told the story on the podcast.
I love it. It's a great story, shooing away the princesses.
Yeah, because it was, it was awkward until Jasmine came and then I asked for a picture.
Oh, that's so grody.
I've got a crush. What can I say?
Yeah.
But everybody else. And they all looked at us like, are you sure? Like.
Yeah, this is why big bucks.
Here. Yeah, you're here for that, and I'm like, no, steak tips.
Okay,
so yeah, I was there for that.
And were the steak tips good?
I mean, I can't remember if it was steak tips or not.
But I mean,
as we go through the menu, we'll find out how right I was or how wrong I was. The food here was has always been above board. I do remember the last time we went there, we all were, number one, we were all like thrown off that it was a character dining and like that was more than we had bargained for. And then, so like the overall thing wasn't so great. And then the food was like passable, but not like, it wasn't as good as any of us had remembered. So
I remember I went maybe like 2017 and I went with a friend. And I remember thinking everything was presented very pretty. I remember thinking the dessert was very pretty. Like, everything looked very pretty. I love the idea of it being kind of medieval in there. Like, I love, like, a medieval times and this type of, like, weird stuff. And that's kind of, like, what it leans into.
The atmosphere here is kicking.
I kind of wish if I could have done it. I wouldn't. I mean, I get it. They got to do this for the kids. But I would have done it like actual Cinderella's royal table. I would just keep it Cinderella.
Just mice running around.
Making you little outfits to wear.
Yeah. Birds like just flying across with like laundry.
When I was preparing this episode, I was like listening to some Cinderella music, and it's like some of the songs, like when they're like, leave the sewing to the women. You go get some trimming. I'm like, this is not this is not good. But yeah,
I don't know that it would still. I don't know that it would stand today.
I don't think it would stand today. But
Emma Watson would have nothing of this.
Emma Watson was Cinderella? In Beauty and the Beast. Shit.
Which one was Cinderella?
The girl from Downton Abbey. I forget her name.
Okay,
I like her though. Anyway, I would have leaned into like just Cinderella. I would have had Cinderella, Prince Charming, the Fairy Godmother, and well,
that's what it was.
And the Anastasia, and but now it's. Ariel's there, Jasmine, and...
Yeah, Ariel has no business being there.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing
there? Get back in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they, serving fish? Get out of here.
And then I would have made it, like, I would have, like, literally, hear ye, I would have had somebody, like, you know, coming out and being like, now the kid, the...
Well, poor, they do that.
The king and queen are here. No, but I want it all to be in the story.
All in the storyline, yeah.
I want it all to be Cinderella.
And if it was more like dinner theater-y.
Yeah, dinner theater.
And they had Cinderella, but they also had a villain.
Yeah.
That was like slighted, and, you know, they could make jokes about the
wicked stepmother
food.
The
stepmother could be like, I ordered this rare. Rah.
Yeah, and like,
you overcooked my steak.
The stepsisters are such a funny meet. They would be funny to come around and goof on you.
Like, totally.
I don't know. I don't know why they didn't lean into that. They've got all those characters, but whatever.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, as the mice and the birds and stuff like that. Like, that could be really fun if...
Well, like, if they had little...
Like, little animatronics
yeah.
Yeah, like, little animatronic ones.
You just would see, like... Or you could spot the mice. Like, maybe even they could use, like, some sort of, like, flash photography thing where it's like, oh, I think I just saw one scurry. Like, you know, like a...
Or they had, a Roomba, but it had, like, the little mice on top of it, like, running around. So it's like they're cleaning. They're doing their job.
Right. And then Lucifer comes out.
Oh, perfect.
I hate that cat. I don't know. I've always hated that cat.
It's an appropriately named cat, at least.
Yeah, it is, but it's so evil.
The cats from the We Are Siamese.
Oh, those cats are really nasty. Was that
101 Dalmatians?
Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp. Yeah, I knew it was some dog.
Oh, I hate those cats.
Those cats, sheer evil.
They suck. I mean, they are just... what they do to that poor Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
Coming into her house, taking over...
Well, they tried to kill
the baby. We're checking out their new domicile. If they like, maybe they'll stay for quite a while. What assholes.
Yeah. I mean, they tried to kill a baby.
They did. And they dig the fish.
Yeah.
Assholes.
I mean, they have had the scourge of being, you know, this racism towards them for 50 plus years. But, you know.
Right. Still.
No reason to be a jerk, guys.
Okay, so those are our experiences with Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yeah,
CRT. If you're you know.
Oh man, I got an ADR for CRT.
CRT.
I feel like I have to go to my doctor for a new medication.
An ADR for CRT. So now we're gonna drink this restaurant.
Okay,
let me explain this game because I need everyone to play. I'm really interested where this one's gonna land. We've done a lot of restaurants now. We've done about 11. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, so this will be our 12th restaurant.
Woohoo!
It's basically a drink the difference game. We're going to rank the restaurant through a series of rounds and drink the point difference that we give each category. For example, if a category is worth 5 points and you give the restaurant a 3 in that category, you drink 2. 2 sips, 2 seconds, 2 swords, 2 stones. The shittier the restaurant, the drunker you get.
2 swords, 2 stones.
Yeah. Aww. You're welcome. Right, I thought of that right on the spot. It's right there. You can look at it.
I love it when the little kids get to pull it up and their mean older brother doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those YouTube videos, my heart just sings.
I've, like, seen the CM who, like, stands by the garbage can.
Is it by the garbage can that they do it?
I think so. I don't know if I just blew a cover on something, but
is there a button over there? Or is it like a hand?
It's like a hand thing.
A hand thing.
I don't know, but I've seen them.
You know how I like a hand thing, and like,
I've maybe that's not where they always stand, but I've seen it, and I love how they discern who gets and who doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, the best. I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
No.
I think I've seen it.
Well, if the cast member's not there, then it's definitely not happening. Sure.
I think I've seen it. live happened one time in the, I don't know, 30 plus, 40 plus vacations.
I mean, I've never tried to pull the sword from the stone. What am I going to do with the sword?
Well, I do it every time.
Like, you can't bring it on the plane.
Every time.
You can't, like, put a sword in a locker.
FedEx.
Oh, okay. I really don't need a sword.
They definitely don't let you pull it all the way
out. I'm not Ryan. I don't need a sword in my apartment.
I've got several swords. Every time I watch Love on the Spectrum, which has been often lately,
like you're rewatching it?
Don't ask questions that you don't want the answer to. But like a lot of the gentlemen on the show.
Oh, like live action role playing.
Fucking love swords. And I'm like, I get it, guys. I get it.
That show is amazing.
I love that show.
I love that show too. All right, so we've got a couple of technical categories. We're going to start off with overall theme and immersion. That's a 5-point category. Then we're going to go into extra offerings and entertainment, another 5-point category. The menu. We look at the menu. We decide if the menu is worthy of the location that they put it into. And then we're actually going to rate the food for 10 points and the drinks for 10 points. And then finally, the dark horse category, pricing and value. If all of those things that we said, if it does well... If do we think it's worth the price? And this is a very steep price. Actually, the highest priced character dining on all property.
That's surprising to me.
What do you think would be more?
Maybe like Ohana or so, like some hotel. I would think that some hotel dining would be interesting. More.
Ohana's up
maybe
there,
not.
But
I don't know. I guess it is Magic Kingdom.
It is it's a castle.
Yeah, it is like the premier spot.
It makes sense, I think, but it's substantially...
I'm surprised that it's not more well-known.
Yeah.
Like, they don't advertise that, like...
They don't need to advertise it.
I guess not.
Right. I mean, it's a very small dining room, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It is. It's little.
Yeah, I remember being shocked by that. I thought, I...
But I've been able to get ADRs there nearly every time I've tried, I think. I mean, like, I haven't tried all that often, but...
So the overall theme in immersion is that, first of all, you're in Cinderella's castle.
Yeah, fucking jackpot.
Cinderella's royal table in Cinderella's castle. But in terms of actual decor, they have stone archways, medieval decor, stained glass windows, looking out into Fantasyland. All sorts of royal seating is also there. That's the decor. Oh, there's a lot of knights. There's a lot of...
A lot of suits of armor.
Suits of armor.
A lot of shields. A lot of wood, like carved wood embellishments.
Yes.
A lot of satin, like satin curtains.
Velvet.
Velvety. Very like very medieval times.
Yeah.
But not like the cheesy medieval times. Like it's the castle from the cartoon. It's the castle you want real castles to be like, but they're not. This is warm. It's not cold and drafty and damp and gross. This is a Florida castle. This is a magic castle. It's a
Florida castle. Do you think that the theme and immersion fits what it is?
Yeah.
I do too. I mean, the fact that you're eating, just that fact alone. Cinderella's royal table inside of Cinderella's castle. The icon of all icons. And then the interior has that vibe.
Where do you think the kitchen is in this bitch?
It's not on that floor. I think they have to go up an escalator or down.
But is it in the castle?
It is, but it's down, I think.
It's not like in the Utilidor or something.
I don't know that exact thing. I didn't look it up, but I know I know they have to take an elevator or something to get to bring the food up.
That's why it took so goddamn long.
Steak tips. So Ryan, this is a 5-point category.
I love the overall theme and immersion of this. I think every little boy plays swords going up and down that circular staircase, and in the bathroom, you know, different swords. But it's like you're there.
Yeah.
It feels great. And I love it. It's like, it's really picture perfect.
I agree with that. Physically, I agree with that. I am going to deduct 1 point. I was going to give it a 5, but I'm going to deduct 1 point because I think the story would have been better if it was my story and like Ariel and Jasmine weren't there. Like I think it should have been kept.
Wait, but why is that overall theme and immersion? Wouldn't that be like extra offerings?
But that's part of the immersion. Like the
I'm not counting. I'm gonna take away those points elsewhere.
Well, I don't think they're. I think they're extra offerings. So yeah. I feel like for me that I think when I think of immersion, I think of is the story kind of like immersive. Do I feel immersed?
I guess so.
Not but, just physically, but like.
But like that's the situation today, right? I mean, like when I used to go when I was younger, it wasn't character dining, and they didn't have that kind of stuff.
We rate it now,
and in the future, it could. We
rate it as it is
this
now.
This is the moment.
We always said that with the rides.
That's true. We have said that with the rides. I'm still giving it a 5.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 4. I will drink one. You'll drink one for the restaurant.
All right.
Okay, so now extra offerings entertainment. This is another 5-point category. First of all, it's a character dining, so that is an extra offering entertainment. But a cool thing about it is when you enter, you are put in a line to meet Cinderella, and a PhotoPass photographer is there to take a photo of each group. And that photo is included with your meal and will appear on your My Disney Experience app to download, which That's is nice. Cool. For some fun souvenirs, royal guests are given either a magic wand or a sword to take home with them. And to make things extra special, everyone is given a wishing star and are prompted to literally wish upon a star, which this is really cute. And at night, you obviously an offering is that you're looking out into Fantasyland, which is pretty cool. But you can do that from like a couple of places, like you can do that from Pinocchio Village House. But this is from the castle. But at night, you get a unique view if you time it right of the Magic Kingdom fireworks. But I don't know.
It's not a great view of the fireworks.
Here's the thing. For me, I don't know if I would want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it, and it's not that you get a lot of color coming into the place, but you don't have a good view of the fireworks themselves.
Maybe it's feeling like everyone's staring, like you're part of the show. Maybe it's like a cool thing to feel like.
But they're on the other side of the castle.
Right. True.
So, I don't. I don't really see that as like a big benefit.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff I don't see as a big benefit for the extra offerings of this one. I like the sword. And I'm counting the spiral staircase as an extra offering.
I think there's definitely extra offerings in entertainment. I don't know what more I'd want except maybe like a harpist.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, like I just feel like something like...
Like it's just somebody with a lyre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a bard.
Yeah, like playing some sort of like, you know, Renaissance festival type music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, go to a Ren Fair. Hire somebody.
Yeah. Put in the suit with little shoes and...
Tell them to LARP every day. Every day's their LARP.
So I'll take 1 point off for that, but I'm still going to give it a 4.
Okay. Adrian, you're a 4. I think that these are all nice offerings. They're not for me. I would like it if this restaurant wasn't.
What offering would you replace it with?
Well, like what we talked about earlier, maybe like make it more of like a dinner show. That's you know, maybe there's a little bit of meet and greet type stuff, but like this feels very like forced. You know, like every 45 minutes on the 45 minutes, the princesses come out and they get, bah, 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 and then they walk around in a circle and then they leave, and then they come back and. You know, like if you take your time eating, you see two runs of it, and it's I don't.
Yeah,
I would rather if it felt a little bit more organic, and you know, maybe if it's organic, like you know, Jasmine. Sorry, my dear, but she's not invited because she's in Agrabah, and like the Little Mermaid's not invited because she's
I don't want those other nothing against them, but I feel like it's not it's not immersive to have them there, but. Probably, so I've heard that one thing that people will do to, like, jazz up their experiences, especially if they have, like, a daughter or a son, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, they'll have them get their either dress as a prince or a princess and then dine here, and it's like you feel extra special. So I feel like the kids probably don't care about, like, what we care about, the story. They just want to meet the princesses and whoever they are.
Yeah.
Just who they are. But, yeah, I would like a little dinner theater, too.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it a 3. A 3 out of 5.
Okay.
That's probably a little unfair to it, but that's okay. I was more than fair to it last time, so.
Okay. I will give it a 4.
Gotcha.
The next is the menu. So I'm just going to read an overview, but then we'll talk about it. Ryan, you can give your expert opinions on it. So for breakfast, they have flaky pastries and avocado toast, caramel apple stuffed French toast, shrimp and grits, or a baked quiche. You can also have a traditional breakfast of scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, potatoes. They have cocktails here, which in the Magic Kingdom, you can only get them in restaurants. They also have non-alcoholic drinks.
Start off your day right. Royal Breakfast Flight.
Royal Breakfast Flight they have?
Oh, yeah. We've got mimosa with sparkling wine and OJ. We've got a Bellini, and we've got a sangria.
I would get that. That sounds great.
Yep.
Royal Breakfast Flight. And then the lunch and dinner menus are identical. You get a choice of appetizers and main courses ranging from spice rub pork tenderloin to Parisian gnocchi to the chef's fish of the day. For young diners, there are kids' favorites like chicken nuggets or macaroni and cheese. Be sure to save room for the scrumptious dessert like the coffee pot de creme, our signature, the clock strikes 12, a dark chocolate. This was really pretty. This is one of the things I had. The clock strikes 12, a dark chocolate mousse with dark chocolate ganache served with a raspberry coolius.
It is set up very, like, it's a very pretty presentation.
I like the presentation. All the
food.
Yeah.
And it does have, like, an upscale feeling of a medieval meal.
Yeah.
Ish.
It's got an air to it. Mm-hmm.
I think that it's a pretty solid menu for, you know, upscale theme park.
I think so.
You know, filet mignon, lamb chops. There's not too much more that I would want for this.
So let's pretend we're ordering for dinner because you can get one of each. What appetizer? What are you taking? We've got either the soup of the day, the braised beef, the castle salad, or the chilled jumbo shrimp.
I think. Well, it depends what the soup of the day is, right?
Well, we don't know that, so don't take the
soup
one.
Du jour. It would, you know, depending on how I'm feeling, I would probably go braised beef if I was not going to do a meat dish, like a red meat dish for dinner.
I'm going with the chilled jumbo shrimp.
That would be, if I was going to do like a steak for dinner, that's where I would go. But let's say I'm going to do braised beef, and then with dinner, I think I'd probably go the marinated grilled chicken, wild mushroom, and Parmesan risotto, roasted fennel, and black truffle butter.
Mm-hmm. So the options are either roasted lamb chops, crab-topped catch of the day, Parisian gnocchi, grilled filet mignon, or the marinated grilled chicken.
Solid.
I'm starving right now.
I know, yeah. You need to stop doing this around dinner time.
Would do either the crab top catch of the day, depending on what it is, or the marinated grilled chicken as well.
Mm.
And then for the finale, that's what they call it, we've either got the Jack and Gus, which is a cheesecake with seasonal flavors. The clock strikes 12.
Is it just cheesecake?
No. Or,
Like with Jack and Gus, like, shouldn't it be like a multi dessert, like Jack and Gus, like cheesecake and I don't know, some other cake, like
I don't know why they named it that.
Yeah, it's a weird name, like for not a duo, like it should be like a dessert duo.
Yeah, and then there's the coffee pot to cram. I'm definitely going back with the clock strikes 12 because I just think it's really pretty.
Yeah, I that coffee pot to cram sounds pretty solid to me, and I don't know, maybe we live in New York. You can't get cheesecake in Orlando.
No, you can't.
It's illegal.
Don't do that. Then you will get arrested. Yeah. So, Ryan, what do we think about? So, this was just a menu overview before we talk about what we actually think about the food. The menu is a 5-point category. Do we think this menu that we just discussed is exciting?
I don't know that it's exciting. However, we definitely figured out something that we'd want to eat, right, for each course.
Yeah.
Like without any kind of struggle.
No, there's a couple of things I wanted. Although I would like a Wellington.
I would like a
Wellington on the menu. Yeah. I feel like that would be
That would be nice. I think Cinderella is British?
French.
She's French?
In Ever After they were French. I don't know if that's
That sounds right. That it's a French fairy tale.
Yeah, because wasn't wasn't the stepmother's name like Baroness Rodmilla de Gant? Although I'm going by Ever After. I don't know.
They are French.
They're French, okay.
French. So, you know, maybe some, like, more French food.
Okay.
A French onion soup would be great.
Yeah, croque monsieur. They have that over at Beast Castle.
I am not paying this kind of money for croque monsieur.
Yeah. Also, I will say that the breakfast menu is very enticing to me. Like, all of that sounds, I don't know if I'm just hungry, but like the baked quiche, the caramel apple stuffed French toast, like all of that sounds really good. And I don't know.
And for the kids too. Whoa, hey, I got loud. For the kids too, we have, you know, like seared fish, chicken strips, grilled steak, or mac and cheese. So like,
yeah,
pretty solid, kid-friendly, kid-friendly meal too with good appetizers for them and everything. So I think that this is a pretty solid menu. Could it be better? I'm sure it could be better. Maybe like a little bit more French cuisine, haute cuisine. But I think it's not lacking.
Yeah, I think
it seems on brand.
I think the thing with Cinderella is like, we see it as like an American fairy tale. It's very obvious because of the songs in Beauty and the Beast. Like, they constantly reference France.
Mm-hmm.
But Cinderella, so I feel like it might, I don't know if people would.
Well, we didn't know.
Yeah, we had to look it up. We weren't sure. So, yeah, so that's why I feel like I'm looking more towards like medieval sort of. I would like a Wellington. I would just like some hearty, like meat and potatoes type food.
Like a really good stew.
A stew.
Yeah.
A shepherd's pie.
Like an osso buco or something. Like a big lamb shank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big meat on the bone.
And I want like a goblet.
Like a rack of lamb with the little hats on the on the legs. Yes. Like in cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a 5-point category.
I think I just talked myself out of the score I was giving it because there's some stuff that it could have that would be more fun.
Stuff that it can have. Three?
Yep. Three's for the tape.
Three's for the tape.
Okay.
I did like that breakfast menu, though. So now the last of our technical categories is food for 10 points. You've been there a couple times. I've been there once. I enjoyed my food, but I don't know if I was more just like vibing out. Well, like I was more like, I'll be honest with you about my experience. I was like, I was... Part of it's the vibe, and I'm like, I'm in here. And
you eat with your eyes first.
Yeah, your eyes eat first, and then like the presentation was so pretty, and that I was just like very like happy. So I don't know if it was like I was eating the most flavorful food, but
look, this is not. Nobody's gonna go here and be like, "Ew, gross! I don't want that ever again to touch my lips." But they might not say, oh my God, this, I have to write home to about this. You know, like this
right.
is, let's go do a podcast about this. Get a TripAdvisor on.
Oh, I forgot to bring some TripAdvisor reviews. Sorry, guys. I usually do that.
Might be able to dig something up. We'll see.
So it's a 10-point category. Again, the Magic Kingdom, not known for its food. I think the thing is, when I think about this, like, but I know we're not supposed to get here yet, but I know how much this meal costs. Am I getting enough food for how much this meal costs? You want to read a review?
Well, we'll do that after we have to, we'll rate the food and drinks and then we'll do some reviews.
I'm going
to
give the food, I'm torn between like a 6-7.
Well, let's give it 7s.
Let's give it 7s. Yeah. 7s for the tape.
Yeah, 7 sounds about fair. That's about what I was going to go with. I think that as theme park food has gotten better in mm-hmm. general, this has not matched the arc of success of other restaurants. You know, like, this should be Tiffin's.
Right.
And it's not.
I agree with that. I think, you know, like, for what it is, it should be it should be upscale.
Yeah, and I think that, like, at one point, you know, in the 90s or the 80s, mm-hmm. it was to that level.
Yeah,
of like the best that could be had. You know, at restaurants. I mean, have you ever eaten at Mythos and Islands at Adventure?
Yes.
One best theme park restaurant for years and years and years. Amazing,
yeah.
Very good. But, like, as other restaurants have gotten better, you know, like, throughout theme park dumb,
yeah,
like, it hasn't. It's very, very similar to Royal Table, where it's just, it's fine. You're going to have a good meal, but it's not going to be like... At one point, it was like, holy shit, this is a theme park meal? Like, this is amazing.
It was impressive.
And now it's like, yeah, this is good. It's fine. You know, I'm happy.
Right. That's a good correlation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Cool. Thanks.
I will. So we're going into drinks now. I'm loving we saw that they have a flight for breakfast, but for lunch and dinner.
They have quite a few flights. You want to give one away?
I mean, the one I'm very intrigued by, the stepsister's flight.
Okay.
It says, it's just a Sauvignon Blanc. You know, it's a wine flight, but I'm just, McBride's sister's sparkling Brut Rosé. Okay, that makes sense. It was by a brand called McBride's. But that's pretty cool. We got the Belle of the Ball flight.
That would be my flight, because it's a Pinot Noir flight, basically.
Okay, what else we got?
Then we have a Castle flight, which is a sangria. It's the exact same thing from this morning, except with a Bellini.
That would be my flight.
and then we have a champagne flight, you know, with some champagnes, one of which there's champagne and then a blend of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier, which is a wine that is exclusively sold at Walt Disney's Resort, and they're going to present it three ways to you.
So it's all exclusive Walt Disney World wine.
And they're going to serve it three different ways to you. I don't know what that means.
But I'm enticed.
You're going to, like, put it over the rocks and put it in the soda stream? What are we doing here?
Interesting.
Very interesting, yeah.
And then what else we got? I mean,
quite a big list of champagne and wine, including dessert wines like Sauternes and tawny ports. A fair amount of beers, not so many cocktails that I'm seeing.
The cocktails seem like the same ones from the morning. Like, it's like mimosas, Bloody Marys, Bellinis, and a sangria.
Yeah, I don't love that. But they have a very nice wine selection. It's quite big.
I would definitely get the Castle flight. My mouth is watering. I have to be starving because I'm very interested in eating here right now. I cannot say that's always the case.
No, all right, so the drink. Nah, you're usually like, this is. No.
No, this isn't for me, but now I'm like, I don't want to go. So the drink menu. I do like the cat. I do like all the flights. I think that's pretty cool. I always think that's a good value at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You get like three drinks, and if you don't finish one, they'll give you a to-go cup. I don't know if they do that at the Magic Kingdom, but they've done it at other places.
Oh, that's good.
So, I don't know. This might be a little bit less than the menu, so I'm going to give this a 6.
Can you imagine getting the martini flight at Brown Derby and then asking for a to-go cup and just... around just sloshing down martini.
I've gotten one of my margaritas in a to-go cup.
Margarita, I get.
A paper cup.
Plastic cup sloshing around as a kitty cup. Mickey says to do it. Mickey told me it was fine.
6.
You're going 6 on the drinky drinks. I think I'm... this cocktail list is not... there's nothing.
Yeah.
So
you couldn't get like a good.
It's going to get some major points off. There used to be the most delicious non-alcoholic punch here. It was so good. It was like a sparkling punch.
Mm.
And it was my favorite drink, I think, on all of Disney property.
Wow. Sparkling punch sounds delicious.
And if they did that, but like, you know, a kid and an adult version, mm-hmm. I would really like that. So I'm not seeing it on this list, and therefore it gets 5 points.
Now, I have a feeling with this restaurant, and I feel like it, from what we just scored, it's going to do well technically, but once we get to the price, that's where we're going to find the problem. So, Ryan, how did we do technically?
So, technically, I've given it a 23, and you've given it a 24. Now, this is out of 35.
I've only given 1 point higher than... I thought I gave... All right.
Yep, that's what it is.
Is that right, a 35? Now. Okay.
Yeah, so not overwhelmingly good. You know, it's doing okay.
I think
I kind of thought that it was going to get to here a little bit higher.
Yeah, me too, because I think it's going to go... It's not going to do too great in the next 15 points, because... Yeah. You want to read a review?
Yeah, let's see what the world wide web has to say about
it. What the other people have to say about it.
Pretty underwhelming. While we understood the character interaction was limited, it's pretty bad when Cinderella sneaks through the dining room without acknowledging the kids. My girls drew her pictures in case they met her. By the end of the breakfast, they both said they were over it.
So I thought you get to meet her in the beginning. Well, like they wanted to meet her again.
I guess so. I don't know. Maybe she's.
I feel like that must have been like. I don't think they would make Cinderella just scurry past them.
I think sometimes maybe like the characters are less abundant. For instance, this one says waste of money and no characters. They were there as a family of three, and to say they were disappointed was an understatement. First, Oof. There was no characters whatsoever that visited our table. None! Secondly, the traditional breakfast we chose was inedible, as it was way, 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 way too salty. I didn't even make up how many ways there were. So we sent it back. We chose another item on the menu, but by the time this arrived, our 10-year-old had finished hers, so we didn't eat altogether. Lastly, the price was around £150. British doesn't count. Sorry. Not worth it. Rude.
Wow, this
staff.
Is like really
basic
bad
menu
reviews.
For what we paid. Very disappointed characters didn't visit everyone and not happy. Not worth the money.
Whoa.
Yeah, so some people.
It's got some bad reviews. Does it have like any it. Good reviews?
Oh, sure. We've got 2,000 good reviews. You want to pick one?
Yeah, just pick one. I mean, this is nuts.
Excellent experience.
See, isn't it? This is what we want to show everybody. The way it swings. 5 stars this person gave it.
We didn't have any children with us, and that's why it was an excellent experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now we
that's,
know.
That's the end of
makes
that
sense.
Review. The most magical experience. This is our third time having a meal here, and it doesn't disappoint. The setting is fantastic, with beautiful views of the park. The service is so fantastic, and the food delicious.
Drink every time they say fantastic.
Then being able to meet fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Then, then being able to meet so many princesses' characters made it such a magical experience. It is expensive, but worth it for the experience. My tip would be to book well in advance and keep an eye on when the booking spots get released and book ASAP.
Okay.
So, and then there's one other person that says a meal fit for royalty. And it should be because it's a castle. So.
And it's called Cinderella's yeah. Royal Table.
Yeah, we're not going to get into this.
Okay, so mixed.
Always.
It's always mixed.
It's always mixed.
Because people are mixed. People have different, you know, feelings about things.
And you know, like, I've worked in restaurants, many restaurants, and yeah. Things change day to day. You know, like, you could be in a good mood, you could be in a bad mood yeah. as a server. You know, like, the kitchen could be... Going, you know, could be very, very busy, or could be like, you know, a little bit more chill, and food comes out better and hotter, warm, you know.
Yeah.
So, it really is amazing when restaurants are able to like put out the same quality food and service consistently. It's yeah.
It's very it's the mark of a good restaurant.
Very rare. Yeah.
So this leads us to pricing and value, and everyone, hold your drinks. Breakfast.
Hold your flights.
This is pre-tax. So this is the price plus tax and gratuity. For breakfast per adult, $69.
$69.
Child, thanks, Disney. $42. This is breakfast. Dinner, lunch and dinner, same price. $84 per adult, $49 per child, plus tax and gratuity. And it should be noted that Cinderella's Royal Table, CRT, requires full payment in advance, so you will be charged when you book.
Wow.
The final number will include tax and gratuity, so you don't have to worry about much about that when you're dining.
Oh, so like gratuities included in your...
So the final price that is given you will include the
But gratuity. That you're paying 60 days out or whatever?
Yes.
So you go in and you basically just sign a check and that's it?
That's it. You just sign.
And I guess whatever add-ons you wanted, right?
Of the yeah, day, see, like, that's... Yeah,
like
that's
drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that if you want... Because I would probably... Yeah, I wouldn't know at the time if I wanted to drink, but yeah.
I'm sure the drinks are extra and... You know, then
they are. Yeah,
you know, if they included the drinks and stuff, if this was like a an all you care to enjoy type place mm-hmm. at the prices they're talking about, I would be a little, and including alcoholic beverages, I would be like a little bit less
sticker shocked.
Yeah, sticker shocked, or
if it was like a 2 hour
emotionally hurt. I feel like I'm emotionally hurt
deeply right wounded.
Yeah.
There was like a 2 hour window, kind of like a bottomless brunch thing where they said, you know, you have 2 hours and you know, it's, you know, all you can eat and drink and have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that at, I mean, $84 per person is,
it's a lot of money. So, you know, right away, if you're an adult, you're not getting out of there under $100, even if you don't even get an alcohol, cause with tax and gratuity.
Oh, yeah.
So, without even an alcoholic beverage, we're talking $110, $120.
Michelin star restaurants.
Yeah.
Here that you can go to and have, that's a much better experience.
I think that this is a special occasion thing. You know, like a once in a... If people are constantly going here, they're in a different tax bracket than me.
Sure.
But if you're just looking... If you were someone who was like, money's no object, I need to have an amazing day at the Magic Kingdom, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I would say this over Skipper Canteen, just because I'm like, I want them to experience the big experiences.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say go to both.
Right, you could do, yeah. You can do both. But this would be something like... There was something we had recently talked about where we also said that. It's like if somebody was... Like, it was a once-in-a-lifetime trip, we'd say, do this. But that would be the only time that we would say to do it. And I forget what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. But this would be one of those things that I would say.
Cool.
What... 15 points. Do you think that the value of this is worth the price?
I mean, it's not, though. So...
Should it be, what would you put it at? Should it be $69 per adult?
That's a much more palatable number than 84. I was thinking more like 59, and
they'd never do it because that's what they're kind of charging for, just like a character.
It is a three course.
It's a three course. Yeah,
69. Sure.
69,
but not 84. 84 seems like it feels abusive.
It does.
And so I'm going to abuse them back, and I'm going to give them a 3.
Yeah, I think it feels wrong. Like it's not. I feel bad for people that maybe are just kind of like spending that money on this for a family.
Sure.
But I do see value in an experience like this for if you have the means to do it. To say you've done it. So I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
But it's still going to be low.
I agree. I mean, if you have the means, but that's not where I'm coming from.
No, I know.
I'm saying
if it's like a, I don't know. I do see value in it if it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience and you want to do all the special things.
Yeah, of course.
And you've saved up, but I don't,
But like,
for the layman, I don't know.
In that way, like, so is a dessert party, right?
Sure. But I also think that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Exactly. Because it's like... You know, it's a lot of money for...
Yeah, I just did one.
You know, for cupcakes.
We should do an episode on one of those because I want to talk about it. But, okay. Yeah, that's a good... I'm going to write that down. Good thinking, Ryan.
Okay. Good for something.
Sometimes it happens.
Okay, so we...
So I gave it a...
You've given it a 29 out of 50. I've given it a 26 out of 50. So we're a 28.
28. Okay.
Yeah, a 27.5, so 28 out of 50. Oof. That's lower than I thought it was going to be, but it's not our lowest.
It's not our lowest.
There are worse.
Let's start at the top.
And this is not... This is like how it falls through our metric. This is not a bad restaurant.
So what I would say to anybody that's listening to our metric is where everything changes, just like we recently did an episode on Le Cellier, is when we start to think about our personal view on the pricing.
Yeah.
In comparison, like if I feel like if you look at this, if you look at the technical rounds of this, you'll see like this is a cool thing to do because we gave it high scores for a lot of things. It's where it lost it is in how much money it is. So just, you know, that's a personal thing for you.
Yeah.
So the first place is still Brown Derby, 41 points. Because we think that the what you get, the value is good.
Yeah.
Ohana is 39. Whispering Eye, I mean Canyon, is 38. San Angel, 37. Trails End, defunct. The defunct Trails End, but we ranked it 36. Le Cellier was last. Our last one was 33. Steakhouse 71, so 32. Waste of Space 220, 31.
See, like that getting higher than this seems not correct.
It's not as expensive as this, though.
That's true. Yes.
So that would make Cinderella's Royal Table. At 28, going right after it. Be Our Guest, 27. Chefs de France, 27. And The Little Engine That Couldn't, Crystal Palace, 16.
You stay down there.
Notice Magic Kingdom restaurants towards the bottom of the list.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We haven't done Skipper Canteen. We got to do that one, too. I didn't realize we didn't do that one.
Oh, well, we've both been. So let's,
We got to do it
up.
Well, guys... I don't know. I think the more we talk about these restaurants, the more I'm glad we do it because it makes me sort of think about things logically instead of just on a whim swiping that credit card.
It's absolutely. You have to think about it.
You got
to
think about it a little bit. And this one made me think things. The Dark Ride, presented by Drunk Distery, is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free. But you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us that 5-star rating and review, or just telling a fellow theme parks loving fan to listen. Email us questions or shout outs at drunkdistery@gmail.com. Ryan loves those emails. Keep them coming. And please follow us on Instagram at The Dark Ride Podcast and TikTok at Drunk Distery for lots of great theme parks content. That's it for us, guys. But as always, thanks for being royal with us. Cheers.
Tie me down so you can wear your crown. Use a different place to get your own way. Those crocodile tears. Can't you see that you're not royalty? Pulling me along, treating me wrong. My biggest fear. Never satisfied, you're always needing more. A little more, always more. Princess in a castle, you're